Although out of necessity, we may be physically separated as a body of believers, but spiritually we will always be together. We will always be in love with one another and in love with Jesus Christ. Offering a couple of words here from a lesson we did at one time known as worrying. And how do we contemplate worry? How do we handle worry? And I want to offer this lesson so that we can dispel the notion of worry and know that we're in the hands of the Lord and there's no safer place to be. Though we may be far away, we're still near to one another. This seems like a contradiction in terms, and in the normal sense, it certainly is a contradiction. How can we be far away, yet still be near? However, for the Christian, Ephesians 2 and 13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." It is through the blood of Christ that we remain near, that we remain close. Though physically separated, we're together in the blood of Jesus. Here's a helpful note to commit to memory. Faith is finding order in chaos. As we're going through chaotic times now, we need faith more than ever. And faith is finding order in chaos. In this time of great worry and anxiety, what shall we do with our worrying thoughts, with our anxiety? Corrie ten Boom wrote that worry is a cycle of ineffectual thoughts swirling around a center of fear. Swirling around a center of fear. At the core of worry is fear. We certainly studied that Peter was able to walk on water when he stayed focused on Jesus and not worried about his well-being. He was able to do the impossible by staying focused on Jesus. The lesson for us, we can do the impossible by being focused on Jesus. We discussed in that study of worry, at its core is born of unbelief. So at the core of worry is unbelief. If we do not trust God and ask Him to help us out of our unbelief, we will stay stuck in worry. Worry-free living is more than positive thinking, much more. Worry-free living is a total commitment to the promises of Scripture. Today we want to look at the role of our thoughts, that our thoughts play in maintaining worry. How worry is the subject of our thoughts. We control our thoughts, we control what worries, what causes anxiety for us. Worry does not go away by simply thinking good thoughts. Eliminating worry requires more than positive thinking. Jesus speaks to us at a deeper level. We're to work on our thoughts and learn to take them captive. Take captive of our thoughts. Let them be subjected to us, not us to them. Remembering that the heart of winning the war, worry war, is to believe the truth about God. Believe despite the evidence of the moment. Believe when circumstances look grim. Believe when there appears no answer to a problem. Believe when we need an answer and cry out, "Lord, help my unbelief." He will and He does. Again, remember, faith is finding order in chaos. Once we believe in the goodness of God, we can tackle our thoughts. Worried thoughts create worry and anxiety in us. A recent study published in Clinical Psychology and Psychotherapy concluded that 85% of the time, our worst fears never materialize. Think about that. Time and energy are spent worrying about things that will most likely never happen. The more we dwell on worrying thoughts, the more those thoughts feel real and repeat in our brain until we become convinced and held captive. There's an experiment known as the white bear's experiment. Let me share that with you, the white bear experiment. If I tell you to not think about a white bear, more than likely you will begin to think about a white bear. When we apply this process to worry, we learn that the more we try not to worry, the more we worry. When we apply this process, it's essential that we understand the true meaning. We then dwell on those worried thoughts and they stay in our minds. Telling oneself not to worry is like telling someone not to think about white bears. This process leads to anxiety. Here's why. A worrying thought enters a person's mind. The more the person tries to suppress it, the more aware he or she is of the unwanted thoughts. It is as if the brain searches for the very thought one is trying very hard to suppress, like activating the search mode on your computer. In the process of trying not to think about worrying thoughts, we may try to distract ourselves and think about something else. Whatever one thinks about during this distraction then gets linked to the worrying thought also. That thought creates more connections to the worrying thought in our brain, and the worried thought returns and is now associated with more thoughts and more experiences that we don't understand. Therefore, efforts to suppress or distract a person from worrying thoughts make them more difficult to resist. The fight against worried thoughts may strengthen them. Suppressing worried thoughts does not work. Worry is the thief of our tranquility. Let me repeat that. Worry is the thief that steals our tranquility, our peace, our rest. Worry or stress is a killer. In his fascinating book, None of These Diseases, Dr. S.I. McMillan has a chapter titled Cats and Crocodiles. Cats and Crocodiles. In this section, the doctor discusses the difference between the stress glands of the lion and that of the crocodile. The lion in his jungle habitat is constantly subjected to stress. As a consequence, his lifespan is relatively short. By way of contrast, the crocodile's stress glands that regulate his emotional center are small and relatively inactive. He's not subject to the sort of worries the lion has, and he lives much longer. Lesson for us, control our thoughts. We can control our life. Worry is useless, harmful, and reflects a lack of trust in God. Here's a parting thought for the day. In humans, autopsies have shown that the adrenal glands in those who have been under great stress are larger than those who have not. It has a physical component to it, the worry and worrying thoughts. Jesus addressed this problem of worry in the Sermon on the Mount, which we will continue our study as we address in the next message that we deliver on worry. We will examine the Sermon on the Mount, which gives us the opportunity to better understand the motivation of Jesus teaching this lesson and how its application to us in times of stress, in times of fear, in times of uncertainty. Until our next meeting, remain faithful and know that God loves you and is indeed in control. Remember, your thoughts will motivate your actions. Your actions will motivate who you are, where you are, and what you think of the world and your faith. May God continue to protect you, care for you, and bless all of you until our next meeting.